State Representative Woodrow Stanley from the Flint area. We've already had Jim Ananich on, Representative. It's Flint Day on the morning show.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Good morning to you. Received some information yesterday I thought was interesting. The House Democrats have backed a vote to repeal the Emergency Financial Manager Law. Tell me about this.
Well, the effort, quite frankly, to repeal this repressive law is a grassroots effort led by a group called Stand Up for Democracy. And we have simply said that we're on record as a caucus supporting that effort because it's our belief that the legislation is too broad, that it lacks sufficient accountability and transparency.
So from your perspective, let's use Highland Park as an example. What should have been done with those folks instead of having an emergency manager placed there or an emergency manager placed in the capacity that would allow that person to function under current law?
Well, and Tony, I would make two quick points. In the case of the Highland Park situation, and I can't tell you that I know all of the particulars. I just know a little bit more than what I read in the paper. Obviously, one of the things that should have happened is that all of the discussions and deliberations should have been conducted in compliance with the Open Meetings Act. That's otherwise, the judge would not have struck down the fact that the emergency manager was hired in violation of the Open Meetings Act. So that's first and foremost. I want to make this point real quick, clear. I'm one of those folks that believes that there are legitimate instances when the state should intervene in dealing with local financial situations where local leaders, be it a mayor, be it an elected board of education, city council, township officials, county officials, have proven that they cannot make the tough, tough choices. And so I served as Mayor Flint for three terms. And so I know this intimately well. And so I know that there are instances when the state should intervene. The issue here, however, is that when you invest this level of unprecedented power in the hands of one individual that doesn't that has no kind of ability to be responsible to people by way of an election, that to me is scary. What happens when, for instance, that person decides to sell off some of the city's assets, maybe a hospital, maybe the water system, and then you find out when that person leaves, because the emergency manager will leave, that, oh, wow, that shouldn't have happened. Well, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. It's done. And so it's not a matter, at least on my in the way of my thinking, that there aren't legitimate instances when the state should not intervene. I think there are legitimate instances. And I think in the case of Highland Park, public schools, they were about to run out of money. There's no doubt about it. And so, and they had proven an inability, apparently, maybe to be able to right the ship. So the state had to intervene. That's not the total question. Tony, the other point here, remember, is that there is an effort underfoot right now to bring forth a new law which will take the place of Public Act 4, the law that we're discussing. And the purpose of doing this is to cancel the nearly 200,000 signatures that have been gathered on petitions to put this law on the ballot in November. I think that is more troubling than even intervening in the affairs of the local community. The fact that someone would have the gall and audacity to trample on a provision in the Constitution. This is a fundamental provision, the right of citizens to petition. I just think that is very, very troubling. It didn't, the Constitution, I just recently read it again, didn't say this provision is only in vogue when things are convenient. You know, in the instance where it's inconvenient, you can forget this provision. It didn't say anything like that. It just said that people have a right to petition when they disagree with decisions of the elected leaders.
Well, the questions that we've asked you this morning, we're going to ask the same of Sarah Werfels from the governor's office, will be on the program tomorrow morning. Basically, though, if I understand you correctly, you think that the emergency manager law could be good if the process is open, if the meetings are open, and if anything is done on a large scale, which would involve selling off something or buying something. Now, all that should be done within a process either before a vote before the people or just to get the proper people together, whether it's the mayor, city council, that kind of thing.
I do believe that if, and by the way, I served on the committee that actually did the deliberation on this law. If, in fact, many of the over 20 amendments that we offered up had been included in this law, I think it would have been better. There was no intent of doing that. That's the way the record reads at this point.
And we've been talking with State Representative Woodrow Stanley from the Flint area. We will continue to follow this story, sir. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, Tony. Take care now.